agenda item number 8, discussion and possible action on interlocal agreement with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department for invasive species by Brad Brunette, Central Lower Basin Regional Manager.
So another interlocal agreement item for you guys to approve here. This one is for authorization to enter a new agreement with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department that will allow us to continue to provide funding for the public awareness campaign associated with stopping the spread of invasive species like these things we see here on the slide here, mainly zebra mussels and giant salvinia and those other problem things that can get in our reservoirs. We've been doing this with Parks and Wildlife for about the last 6 years. The interlocal agreement that we had in place expired earlier this year, and so this would allow us to continue providing funding to them through the next 2 fiscal years. We've been doing $10,000 per year. The proposed agreement that we're proposing to enter would take us through 2021, so we would be able to do another $10,000 in 2020 and then another $10,000 in 2021. There are many other organizations like us that participate with Parks and Wildlife in this program. The City of Dallas, Tarrant Regional Water Districts, a lot of the other river authorities. And if you look at the amount of the contributions, we're just a little bit below the average. I think the average contribution last year was about $12,000 per entity. Highest of them were around $25,000, and the smaller, lower contributions were around $2,500. So we're kind of there in the middle range, just slightly below average with the $10,000 per year that we provide. And the funds that we send them are used for the educational signs and posters, radio announcements, and billboards. I don't know about y'all, but it seems like now everywhere I go, if you look at the billboards, you've probably seen the clean, drain, and dry billboards about protecting our lakes. So that's where a lot of this money goes, is for those billboards and public education service announcements. I've got another resolution here on this. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have before we read that.
There's a question from Director Ford.
Obviously, I'm in favor of this. I think that the zebra mussels are a horrible problem, but just as far as the process over the years that you've been doing, are you winning or losing the war?
We're not winning in terms of stopping them, but to me, I've kind of had the same debate in my mind through the years, is at what point, you know, do we just admit these things are coming and we've got to deal with them? And I think that is the case, but the longer we can delay that, it's saving us money as well. So I think we're winning in the extent that we're delaying. I think it is having an effect, and we're kind of delaying the spread. I looked at a map a week or two ago, and it's really neat when you look at a map of where zebra mussels are. I mean, it's right down I-35, kind of the triangle, I-35, Dallas-Fort Worth down to Austin and over to Houston. It's where all the people are. It's where the boaters are. So they're coming. There's no doubt we're going to end up with them in other lakes. I just hope that it's 10, 20 years from now as opposed to next year. And, you know, the longer we can put it off, the better we'll be prepared to deal with them because we're going to have practice moving forward where we've already got them.
Is there a way to kill them?
Director Samuelson.
There's a way to kill them, but it kills everything else.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid you'd say.
So unfortunately not. And this is something that the Great Lakes region have been studying and dealing with since the 80s. So
is this particular item is in the budget that we just passed?
Yes.
Okay. Is there an issue or a problem with obligating money in a future year? In a future budget year, as we're doing here with this resolution?
So if next year you don't approve that in the budget, then obviously this resolution would not be good going forward. So
you're just kind of setting something up for next year's budget?
That's correct.
Bottom line. Other than that, there's really no reason to be doing this. I mean, it's in the budget, right?
Say that again.
Other than that, there's really not much reason to be doing this. It's in the budget.
We have to have approval from the board to sign interlocal agreements with other agencies or cities.
Got it. A new interlocal agreement. Okay.
A new interlocal agreement.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Yes, Director Henderson.
Quick question for you. You've recommended 10,000, but you said that's just below the average, and I feel like a lot of the people on our river use this. Why would we not want to go up to the 12,000 to be kind of middle of the pack?
I suppose we could. Parks and Wildlife really hasn't asked us to do that. We've been following the pattern that we've had before, but we could certainly look at doing that and increasing it.
I was just curious. Okay.
All All right, seeing no other further questions, please read the resolution.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to execute a new interlocal agreement with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and to provide funding in an amount not to exceed $20,000, with $10,000 being provided in both fiscal years 2020 and 2021 for the public awareness campaign to fight the spread of invasive species in waters of the Brazos River Basin.
You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? First by Director Crone, second by Dave Scott. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Flores?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Henderson?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Crone?
Yes.
Director LaChance?
Yes.
Director Leslie?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes. Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Sanderson?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Wilson?
Yes.